84.0 EDG 01210820261147 Audio. Let's try to find some solutions now. Let's start with the simplest, shifting the loads. Here we're talking about the mobility of masses throughout the station, in order to maintain a point of equilibrium. But the simplest for whom? You understand that there won't be any beating around the bush this time. It works, but it involves risks related to the SSV's occupants. Is it possible to avoid them? That's one good starting point. One of the first ideas that comes to mind is the use of gyroscopes. By definition, this device resists changes in direction. Properly positioned and in sufficient numbers, this should allow us to maintain good station stability. But that's not enough, as usual, I try to anticipate. Yesterday, I was watching a movie to relax, and one of the voiceovers particularly struck me. In a safety situation, always try to consider the worst-case scenario. I wholeheartedly endorse this comment. Now it's my turn to say that reducing a safety level is much easier than increasing it. Here, I'm thinking about the powered payload transfer on the SSV. In my initial sketches, one way for an astronaut to reach the center of the SSV involved using an external beam, allowing the astronaut to hold on and move safely. This same beam could be used for balancing the station's payload. This is feasible. One of the first questions to ask is which units can remain permanently outside the station in space. Solar panels, yes, but not certainly, perhaps the heat shields. This element won't be detailed, as it's still under consideration. And these astronaut transfer units in the SSV could also be used to balance the station. Placing a payload on a device already designed to move a human seems like a good idea for balancing this complex. What do you think? I believe we've found where to focus our efforts. I'll stop here regarding the technical details. Don't be surprised by some delays in the audio translation. This isn't blackmail, however, my children have priority and always will. End of content. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is August 21, 2026.